Hello, everybody, and welcome to the ninth seasonal Morphe Awards. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And this is our, I don't want to say annual.
Seasonal.
It's seasonal. I feel like we have the same disclaimer every
this
time.
This is the end of current season. Well, not current season, because that's Beef Morphers.
Beef Morphers is the new current season. Also, I don't even try to say Beast Morphers anymore, because Beef Morphers is just a lot easier to say.
Yeah.
I think. Anyway, we're giving out awards to Time Force. You send in the categories, we give the awards. At some point, we'll come across something that we can't remember even a little bit, and then we'll flots around for a little bit and do our best to try to get past it. So, do we just jump right in?
I think so. I don't think there's any pomp or circumstance to this.
All right. So, the very first Morphe Award from Anne at McProvenance, best/worst at time travel. I'm going to say best at time travel, probably Alex.
I think that's fair.
Because he just, like, came back.
Yeah. Even though they're like, people can't go back. Alex was like, except for me.
Yes, I can. Also, I can send you back in the Zords. No one else could figure that out. Okay.
I think that's fair. Alex, easily the best at time travel. The worst at time travel.
I want to say,
did anybody, like, get stuck at any point?
I feel like, I mean, there was the episode where Eric and Wes went back in time to times.
They made it there and back.
They did. I think, you know who's worse at time travel? The people who sent Quantum Rex back the first time because they lost it. Like idiots.
We're sending him back to the year 2000. He kept going. Oh, no.
Where'd he go? I don't know. His controller box fell off because I guess we just taped it to the front with some scotch tape.
Some double-sided scotch tape. We thought it would hold.
It did not survive the perils of time. Who would have thought? Next, we got a couple from Cassidy at Mad Lobotanist. First up, the Miranoi Award for Why Terra Venture? So the Why Terra Venture, it was a big all-encompassing question, right?
Yes.
Was like, why any of this?
Why why is this happening the way it is?
Yeah. So I feel like I'm going to give the Morphe to the serum.
Yeah.
Because,
well, I don't know, because the serum,
but like when the serum?
Yes.
And how the serum?
That's a very good point.
The serum was made to keep Rancic from popping out silver, and he had to keep drinking it because he was a mutant, but regular people could just drink it once. But that was from Kiss and Mark.
Yes. That was from a Kiss and Mark bite.
And like, that, how old is Rancic? Because then they said this shouldn't be invented for 200 years. So unless Rancic is 800, when did he get it? When the serum?
Yeah, they did get a little wishy-washy with the time numbers.
Yeah.
And how far everything is from each other. I think the timeline might be my Y Terra venture.
Okay. That's fair. I'm gonna dig down a little bit and say, why the serum? worst visual, air quotes, gag.
Oh, the poop.
The poop.
The close-up on the poop.
Close-up dog poop. No thanks. No thank you.
A hard pass.
And finally from Cassidy, best Zord/Zord form.
Q-Rex dinosaur form.
Q-Rex dino mode owns bones. I also really love Q-Rex man mode because he has a Gatling gun missile arm.
Yeah, you know, like a T-Rex.
And that rules.
Like if a T-Rex turned into a man.
Yeah, I don't see. I mean, look, we got no proof that they don't do that.
So Barrett from Final Fantasy VII
is a T-Rex.
Is just a T-Rex, but a man.
But a man mode, yeah.
Okay. No,
but he's not metal. He's,
damn, I wish I could rename him. I named him Mega Man. But now I just wish I could name him T-Rex. I guess I'm starting Final Fantasy VII over.
Well, at least you still got Buster.
I'll always have Buster.
Next up, also from Anne, the Leo Award for Unranger-like behavior.
I'm trying to think. The first thing that jumps out at me is when Jen was like, I'm going to kill this guy.
Yeah, but at the same time,
now that I just said kill this guy out loud, it has to be when Wes murders a man.
You know what? I was going to say something with Katie being like, I don't want to do Power Ranger stuff because my family in the future. But I think you're right. Wes did kill a man. in like a suit of armor, but like still a guy though.
Yeah.
And like his sword could catch things on fire, but like whose can't?
Yeah, because I mean, it's, I guess, subtly implied that maybe he's a monster or a ghost.
But like,
but it's never straight out said. As far as we know, that's just a guy.
Next from Sky at Sandwich Surplus, got a couple. First up, the most Red Ranger moment for non-Red Rangers, including civilians.
So this also DQs Eric, right? He's technically a Red Ranger. He comes back in Forever
Red. He's in Forever Red. You got me there.
But I don't know if he has any really stand-up like Red Ranger moments either.
No, he's such a Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
How did I not say that one time during the whole season?
You just did. In the postseason.
I had to wait till the postseason. It doesn't count. It's like football preseason. It don't count.
Well, football postseason definitely
counts. That's the most counts, yeah, but...
That's actually what the point of the season is.
That's true.
Just to make the tournament that makes up the postseason.
That's true. Same thing with BattleBots. BattleBots, you can lose, but if you did good enough, the judges can be like, you're still in the round of 16. Because it's a selection committee, and it's kind of based on points, but not really.
Also, we like this one a lot.
Yeah, like Yeti rules. So, like, even though it lost its first fight against Bite Force, like, it went ham, but, like, ended up losing by decision. So,
this one's not a stupid robot that walks on 2 feet.
No.
Or a frog, which, admittedly, I was intrigued by the frog.
Did
but
you see
I don't
the frog?
Know. I saw a picture of, like, a bracket that had the frog in it.
Yeah, frog sucked.
I don't know what the gimmick was, though. Was it more than just it's painted like a frog?
There was a foam frog on it, and I could not tell you what it does because it didn't do anything. It just, the foam got bit off by the better robot. Also,
yeah, that'll happen.
Also, I know we're supposed to be talking about Red Ranger moments, but real quick, there's a new BattleBot in town from China. BattleBot's name is Railgun Max. the captain is Eileen Wu. They came here from China because she loves BattleBots. Like, she saw it on TV and was like, that's what I want to do for my life. This BattleBot, Railgun Max, new fave. Like, Chomp is not in this
Does
season.
Does it just shoot nails out
no,
of the
I
railgun?
Wish. I don't think that technology is feasible yet, but as soon as it is, I'm going to be very stoked. No, it's like a vertical spinner.
Okay.
And it chopped this robot in half. There's a robot that was, like, kind of, like, it had, like, treads, and it kind of, like, moved, like, it, like, went, but it was, like, the middle is where it connected.
Oh,
Railgun
yeah.
Railgun Max hit one of the sides clean off. It was amazing. Best fight of the season so far.
Point of the story, make a solid-bodied robot.
Yeah, don't make, and that guy was also, the guy who was doing the other one was, like, he was, like, they're, like, oh, he's a real jokester, and that just means, like, this guy's a dink. And he did, like, after he lost, he cut a Hulk Hogan-style promo about how he lost. And I was like, you don't get to do that.
Don't ask him back.
get rid of this jerkwad. Anyway, most Red Ranger moment for non-Red Rangers. My initial pitch is Jen saying, I promise to take you in.
That's what I was going to say, too.
My secondary, my honorable mention, is Alice running back through Monster Fire to save some birds.
That also, oh, those are both very good.
Yeah.
And it said by a not Red Ranger, not by a not Power Ranger.
It says including civilians. Civilians are okay. Included.
Ooh, that's good then.
I think I want to give it to Alice.
I think I want to hand it to Alice. She earned it.
Because like she's like a little kid, and she's like, I got to save these birds. Also, there is a 70-foot monster shooting lasers at the birds. next from Sky is Best Muscle Butt Suit. Well, there's only the two this season.
I got to give it to Eric. He's got inlines, and he killed a giant monster with it.
He did kill a giant monster with his regular one.
Okay, let's look over what Wes did with his. He killed a man.
Killed a human man in a regular suit of regular armor.
He used it, what, one more time?
He killed Viper with it. I think he used it in the finale. Well, I say he killed Viper with it. He was in the lineup of people in muscle butt suits.
Right.
I think he might have used it once in the finale, somewhere around there. Maybe a couple more times. There was not a lot of episodes between him getting the muscle butt suit and the end of the season.
No.
But Eric's ruled because it's got aggressive inlines and a big hat. It's got like a big hat that goes over his helmet. And he killed a huge monster with it.
Yeah.
So that one. Next, last one from Sky is best use of bullet time before they forgot about it entirely.
I only remember the one time, and I don't even know if I remember it right. Is there two Zords? Or maybe there's two monsters fighting the one Zord. But either way, there's one thing standing in the middle and another thing or two horizontally, like, pointing guns at it, and the camera spins around them. That, it's, like, way early on.
I think that was the Zord against maybe two monsters, but I don't remember. I was going to say they used it once in, like, episode two where, like, they did a straight-up Matrix move where Wes just, like, was firing his gun or whatever, and they spun around in a circle. I don't remember at all, though. I think the Zord one is cooler because right before that, it kicked off the clouds.
That's true.
It did like a backflip and then pushed on the walls of space-time and then used that to propel itself.
Yeah, that one.
So Morphe goes to the Zord?
Weird that they only use that in like three episodes maybe.
Right, and you got that footage forever. You can just like plug it in whenever you got blue mode or whatever. Next is from King of Doma at King of Doma. First up, there's a bunch here. The first up, the Time Force Award for Most Filth-Caked Ranger.
For most what?
Filth-caked ranger.
So dirtiest
who
ranger.
Who got the dirtiest?
Who's the nastiest power ranger?
I don't
ranger?
Think the nastiest. I think who got physically dirtiest.
Who is the most... Who's the smelliest ranger of the bunch?
Who got grimed the most?
Oh, who got bulked the worst?
Yeah. I think I want to give it to Wes when he got his face shield broke, the visor broken. Because his face was dirty under that.
That's true, it was.
Or...
Did anybody fall in any goop at any point?
I don't think so.
Who stepped in the poop? Was that Lucas?
Lucas. He wasn't caked in it, though.
No, it was just in his on his shoe
and
a little
right
bit.
Up in the camera. Just right up there in the camera. So gross.
I guess, Wes?
I think there's also... I think in... I don't think it was in the... Power Ranger footage, but it's in the Sentai footage of when Eric first transformed into the Quantum Ranger. The Red Ranger in that footage was just filthy. Just like completely covered in soot and dirt and whatever. And I think I got to give it to Wes because both times were him. Next, best performance by a Ranger whose color isn't base red. So I guess that also discludes Eric. Best performance by... Okay, so by this... Does he mean like the best, ranger or the actor's performance?
The best actor performance or the best heroic performance?
I guess the best heroic performance is like Jen.
Yeah.
Because she got the most to do.
Also, I think Jen's the best actor performance.
Easily Jen is. I think Jen might be the best actor in Power Rangers thus far.
So far, I would not argue that.
Because I know Amy Jo's good. I think Aaron Cahill is better.
We watched Suzy Q yesterday.
Where the heck did you find Suzy Q?
She has it on a DVD.
Latasha has it?
On a DVD.
Why didn't we know that last season when we were trying to find it?
It's a fake DVD, though. Yeah, I don't know why we didn't know that. We didn't...
It wasn't last season. It was the season before last.
She has a whole binder of DVDs.
Of DVDs.
That, thank God, did not get packed. Because we don't have any internet. So we've just been watching a lot of movies and Hang Time.
On her laptop?
The PS4 plays them.
Okay, so you still have the PS4 and a TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gonna cram that in the car.
So we watched Suzy Q. Oh, yeah, I'm not putting the PS4 in a box and shipping it. No. So we watched Suzy Q, and I was like, that's just Kimberly. She's just doing Kimberly.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's like exactly the same mannerisms, all the same speech habits, like everything was the same.
It was like the first thing she did after. I think she left Power Rangers to do Suzy Q.
It was executive produced by Shuki Levy. Levy.
I say Levy, Shuki but Levy. I don't know. Is it a Power Ranger joint?
I don't know, because it's executive produced by him, and he did... Or he was like a music producer too.
Oh, I know he definitely was a music producer.
Yeah.
Back in the day, so that makes sense. I am just gonna do a quick Google on Suzy Q real quick. Also, Amy Jo was on Felicity afterwards.
Yeah, I want to watch that to see how different she acts on that.
Was she on all of Felicity?
She was Felicity, wasn't she?
No, that was Carrie Russell.
Oh, well then
Carrie
I don't
Russell?
Know.
Carrie Russell.
She must have at least been on most of it, because I remember her like being in the promotional shots for it.
Yeah. No, not Dixie. I said Suzy.
Meant Dixie Q.
Get Get it together.
Your Dixie Quups.
1995. This would have been right after.
Like right after.
Because
yeah.
96 to 97 was Zio, and she was gone for at least half of the other thing. The last season of Mighty Morphin. Yep, there she is. Written by Shooky Levy, too.
Oh, written by. I did not. I
and Doug
that
Sloan,
credit.
Another Power Rangers writer.
Hmm.
This is them trying to get out,
which
too.
Which is weird, because it's like a Disney movie.
Yeah. Well, it was like a movie, and I guess it didn't make the rounds very well, so Disney Channel. It originally aired on Super RTL. Is that a Canadian channel? Let's find out.
I've never heard of that.
It's a German free-to-air television network. It's a joint venture between RTL's CTL UFA, whatever that is, and the Walt Disney Company's Buena Vista Television. Okay. So it was a Disney joint. Yeah, this is weird. This is real weird. Now I got to hunt it down. And since you have it and I have it, we can definitely, and I will find it somewhere. Yeah, we'll at some point in the future, we'll have to watch Suzy Q.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I guess Aaron Cahill or Jen, depending on what this question wants out of us. Best monster nickname. I mean, it's hard.
Jahar,
obviously, it's the best one. Best ranger fashion.
Was there a lot of ranger fashion?
I mean, they each had the one outfit except for Wes.
Right.
Oh, I'm gonna give it to Eric and his big shirt. Remember when Eric had that big pillowy shirt?
He did have that big. That was the first bird episode.
That's first bird. That's part one of Muscle Butt. The Muscle Butt suit, I think.
When did you say Suzy Q was? 95?
95.
I was just looking this up, just because I wanted to know. There's a Are You Afraid of the Dark episode called The Tale of the Dream Girl, which is the same idea. It's the same plot, but in 20 minutes.
And about half as much Amy Jo Johnson, I would bet. Minimum.
I think
0%.
A full 0% okay. As much.
Most egregious, Papa Haim said no moment. The fact that they don't kiss at the end. That Jen and Wes don't kiss.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's dumb as hell. Papa Haim. Dumbo. All right, next is from Benny at Ben Active. Best odd job.
The only one I can think of is Lucas gardening. Because, like, if you have a garden, do you hire someone to do it? Or is that something, like, that you do for you?
I mean, landscapers exist, Josh.
But is landscaping an odd job?
I mean, it can involve gardening. This is also at, like, park. It's, like, a municipal park.
That was at a park. For some reason, I feel like it was somebody's backyard. But
that
it
would
definitely,
be wild.
It definitely wasn't a park because Rancic was hiding.
Mrs. Johnson can't take care of her gardenias today, so she hired Nick of Time odd jobs. They sent Lucas, and oops, here's that weird mutant terrorist. And he's giving him flowers and chocolates? What is this? What am I seeing here? I'm going to say...
They also were just picking up trash a lot.
I think they're picking up trash. I think that's, like, the most noble one.
Yeah.
Just someone hired them to, like, clean up litter. A lot.
One time a little girl needed a bodyguard.
Oh, that was a good one. I'm still going to go with litter.
I guess it's an odd job if it's not, like... recurring. If it's just one time,
yeah,
that's an odd job.
I think picking up litter
I'll
is probably
litter.
Their best one because it made them look like prisoners.
Although I did like the one time when they were painting and they had like a little paint fight.
Oh, I did like the I'm changing it to paint
painting
fight. Paint fight was good. Yeah, painting that like office juice bar.
Painting that empty business building,
empty business cafeteria. Next is from Alan at Alan_sells. Best, shouldn't this be a paradox moment?
I don't think this season was too bad about that.
Because
there was the whole Alex and Jen thing, but Jen goes back at the end.
Yeah. Do you think they all got brain wiped the second time they went back now that Wes was safe?
I hope not. I hope that by them refusing a brain wipe and going back in time... that it was never invented when they get back.
Right. Claire sent us an email about like a headcanon that she had that like puts together like several things that we got real close to. Like three separate occasions, we had three different theories about things. And she just is like, yes, but if you put them together in a sandwich, it actually makes sense.
It's one real good theory.
Yeah, so we'll probably read that on the first Wild Force episode. I'm going to say... The best Paradox moment is when he just like saves Papa Collins, even though he's like, your dad's got to die.
Yeah.
He's got to.
He has to, except I have this little crystal ball.
But like, here's a magic paperweight.
And if he holds this, then he won't die. Or he will come back to life, because he did definitely die.
I feel like he died and it resurrected him. Yeah. And that's also the same thing that resurrected Alex when he died.
Right. I just wish they would have like realized that they did that. Because I don't think they did.
They were just like,
oh, he just has a bit of future tech and saves him.
It's one of the things that makes me the most mad about the fact that the Power Rangers company doesn't care about Power Rangers except for Mighty Morphin and whatever's on right now. Because, like, the comics are all Mighty Morphin.
Yeah.
And, like, even Shattered Grid, like, it brought in a whole bunch of stuff so they could all fight Tommy, you know?
Right.
And so it brings in other things, and it's like, hey, there's other, look, other Rangers, blah, blah, blah. But, like, at the end of the day, they're like, but Mighty Morphin's the important one. One's still got two ongoing books, and...
I think I know what my paradox is.
Okay.
Rancic existing in the past of a future in which he did not. And the future is updating the whole time.
Hold up a minute.
Because Rancic is in the future where he kills Alex.
Right. And there should be like a thousand years ago, there should be a note about Rancic running evil.
Yeah. And then they go back in time. But that's new.
So that
in the present
the future. Yeah,
but
yeah,
like
yeah.
They are still aware in the present future of this being new in the past.
Right.
I think that's a paradox.
I think you're right because my brain did short circuit for a second. Next is from Adam at 11 Adam 55. Best individual Zord. They didn't really have them.
They were just planes that turned into a Megazord.
Yeah,
they were Q-Rex again.
I guess Q-Rex again. Yeah. Kind of a cheap answer. The Jen's plane.
Oh, the T-Bird. Is that what it was? The T-Eagle?
The TF-Eagle.
TF-Eagle.
Which should have been the CGD-Eagle. The CGD-Eagle. Next from Chris at Kryptonian Blurred. The what? Hell yeah! What? Award for the most awesome moment of the season that left the biggest plot hole or made absolutely no sense in hindsight.
The whole night episode.
You remember when there was a dragon?
Because I love the... Yeah, the dragon is the what the hell what moment of Power
Rangers. It's what hell yeah what.
Well, even still, because Wes does slay it, so hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen this one, the Brian David Gilbert's Unraveled on the Perfect E3 conference.
No.
One of the things is a what hell yeah what moment, or what hell yeah what... Where you see something that's like dumb and then awesome and then dumb awesome.
Right.
I think it's the fact that there's a dragon.
That whole episode, I think, qualifies. But specifically, if you want to get down to one thing, it's the dragon.
I remember when that dragon... I feel like because I had exactly the what hell yeah what arc through that dragon.
Because even the fight that Wes has with the dragon kicks stupid ass.
He morphs mid being burst into flames.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's that one. That's
it. What? Hell yeah. What? Yeah. Easily. Next is from Christina. She forgot the hashtag at first, but she replied with the hashtag, so I do see it. I'm going to go back through and see if I can't find some, because I know some people did not use the hashtag, despite our many frustrations about
one rule.
Y'all? So Ranger most likely to lead another team.
I think technically Jen leads this team. Yes.
Jen leads this team. Jen is the leader.
Jen is the leader. Wes is the heart. I don't feel like Wes is a good leader for a team.
I mean, he does become the leader of the Silver Guardians at the end of the season.
That's not fair to Eric.
That's not fair to Eric. Eric's standing right there. He's like, Eric, how do you feel about a demotion?
Eric's like, do I have a choice?
I guess, sir? I have to do it.
I have to kill Wes with friendly fire.
I get paid the same, right? Yeah, then whatever.
Eric is not a leader. He's a loner.
He was a really good leader of the CGD, the Silver Guardian Department.
Was he?
Yeah, remember all the times he'd be like, give me a perimeter.
Oh, yeah.
He was great at it.
That's all you do is tell him to get a perimeter.
Get a perimeter. Get these civilians out of here.
Give me a perimeter.
Here.
I'm going to call my giant Tyrannosaurus,
yeah,
and I'm going to kill them.
You
surround the place.
But get the perimeter under check, and I'm going to hit it with the big robot T-Rex.
I think...
Do you think Eric still can use the robot T-Rex?
I don't see why not.
Because I think that doesn't go back with them, right? We don't see that. He can just give it back to Eric and be like, here you go, here's your Morpher.
Where's that show? Where's Time Force 2? Quantum power.
Quantum power, quantum power, quantum power, quantum power.
I think Lucas would be a good leader for a Turbo 2. For a car-based team.
Hell yeah. I feel
that's
like
that's it.
I feel like Lucas is I think Katie honestly would be a good leader. I think if Katie were to step up into a leader position, I feel like Katie would be a really good leader. She's super strong. She's fun.
But she does sometimes not want to be a Power Ranger.
Only when it might destroy the whole timeline.
I mean, I guess.
But then the alternative is not being a Power Ranger and definitely destroy the whole timeline. I think Katie. I'm going to say Katie.
I'm going to say Lucas.
I would watch Turbo 2 starring Lucas. Yeah, definitely. Starring Scorpion King 2's Michael Copan.
Definitely not Trip.
No, he sucks. next from Christina, monster of the week that you'd most like to see with their own spinoff.
Brickneck.
Brickneck, or I would watch the show of Dash, Lucas's rival. Yeah. I would watch him like being a good guy, but basically being like car Batman.
Just like a drag race bounty hunter.
Drag race bounty hunter would be so dope. That would be the coolest shit ever.
Yeah, that one. I want that one, too.
I would watch that so much. Next, also from Chris at the Kryptonian Blurred. Christina's at Seawood's Art. I don't remember if I said that or not. So this is from Chris. The Rita Repulsor's Monster Excellence Award for Monster of the Week that came closest to permanently defeating the Rangers. I think it's Brickneck. Didn't he had him on the ropes until Eric turned into Quantum Ranger?
I think he was pretty close. I don't know. I can't really think of anyone else that had him. Had him down for very long.
They were like dead until Eric showed up.
Kissing Mark didn't do much to the Rangers, right? He just like poisoned the people.
He got all the Rangers but Wes.
But were they ever like almost defeated, or they were just like,
I mean,
sick,
they were all like had scarlet fever in their beds. One of them started bubbling.
That's true. I don't know.
I think I got to give it to Brickneck.
I think so.
Kissing Mark did come close, though. I'd say he probably an honorable mention, but Brickneck ruled. Next, also from Chris, the Putty Power Award for best scene using the troopers as comedy relief. Comic relief. I need to learn how to read one of these days. I'm 30 now.
Oh, I can't remember. There was definitely...
It's got to be the
movie episode. Was it the movie episode where they were like all different like... Set
yeah,
roles.
I was about to say the Taint Soda episode. What was it about? I only remember Taint Soda. They were at a gym.
Oh yeah,
and they were turning people into cronies with Tang,
right?
With Taint Soda.
I think I'm gonna give it to Movie Madness just because they were doing a lot of good comedic work in that.
I think I'm also gonna give it to Movie Madness. Just the one that came up with like the headset on and like, you know, it's like Mr. Anzac, and he's like, oh yes, of course, all right, yes. And then, that was very good. It's from Jolly by Nature at BBR Jolly. The Chad's Mermaid Girlfriend Award for the most bonkers season subplot.
It's a dragon.
There was a dragon in an episode. Like a real dragon?
Like a filler episode plot with it, like self-contained?
I mean, that's the mermaid girlfriend, right?
Does that count as a subplot?
That was like the episode plot. I guess so. You know, I can't think of anything Buck Wilder.
There's nothing.
Than a real dragon.
We talked about it for an hour and a half. There's nothing crazier in all of Power Rangers than that episode.
No,
so
that's
far.
Probably the wildest. Look, there's a thing that happens in Godzilla that Shannon hasn't seen it yet, so we're not going to talk about it. That is my favorite thing that's happened in movies since Pitch Perfect came out. I was just so elated that this movie took the time.
You were straight up giddy.
I wish I could say what it is, because there is a thing that happens in the new Godzilla movie that is so buck-ass wild. I love it. It's my favorite thing that's happened in a big Hollywood film, maybe ever.
But that isn't Power Rangers.
But this is like... Like, what if this is like that? Like, what's the that of Power Range of Time Force? And I think it's when they go to a cave and there's a dragon in it.
When Wes walks into a cave and has to slay a dragon.
Like, from like a dragon from like medieval times? Like, from dragon times?
And it looks better than any dragon in Dragon Warrior.
Somehow? 10 years early? It does. 10? 13 minimum.
A lot. A lot of years.
Like, yeah.
Because Dragon Warrior was exclusive to Blu-ray.
To Blu-ray at
at Walmart.
And we got that.
How did they get those exclusive rights?
Who knows? And we got that when we first moved here, which is like 2013. End of 2013, early 2014.
Yeah.
It would have come out. So yeah, 12 to 13 years earlier, still had better CG than that movie did. Next from Elliot at BK Lang. Elliot BK Lang. Most likely Rancic approved Viper dating material. I don't know if he means Nadira dating material.
I don't know. I don't know what that is asking. Because I don't think Rancic cares who dates Vipra.
No. That would be a wild thing, right?
Yeah.
If he was like, you can't date Vipra. That demon lady helped me one time. So let's assume he meant Nadira.
Okay.
Because, like, honest mistake, right?
Right.
So what is the thing that he'd be like, yeah, this is a good, you are good, you can date my daughter. What is most likely to get Rancic approved?
You have to be evil.
I think it's just got to be money, right?
I don't know. That's for Nadira's approval is money. But Rancic didn't want Lucas necessarily to have money. He just wanted Lucas to make Nadira happy. And Nadira is happy when you give her things.
So you got to have money.
So I guess you got to have money.
Guess you gotta
Although
have
Lucas,
that.
Not Lucas. Lucas isn't Nadira's dad.
Nope. Might have been her dad.
Rancic will supply you with things to give to Nadira.
That is true.
So
I don't know.
I honestly think that as long as Nadira is happy, Rancic will do whatever
what
he can to
dad.
To make sure it stays that way.
What a good dad, that Rancic.
But if you make her cry, he will kill you with his bone swords.
That's true. He will rip out his own bones to kill you. All right. That's the last of the ones with the hashtag. So now I'm going to go through to people who don't know how to read. My favorite part, when I acquiesce, how did I miss this one? That's so weird. It's just not showing up. That's wild. Anyway, this one also is tagged. It's from Tanner at Sparky Upstart. The Viper Memorial Award for best worst line reading. I mean, if it's best and worst, it's got to be there's hope for her. Or whatever Frax said.
Yes.
She can break the cycle.
That's the best worst scene in the
I love it. It's so dumb. I love it. I'm trying to think of a bad line reading.
Well, Viper was on the season.
I know, but she's dead. It's a memorial to her. So I'm trying to not pick her. I mean, the best line reading is just tell me. Whoever it is, I will like him. It's the Blue Ranger. I'll grind him into dust.
That was very good.
That was good. The worst line reading, I don't know. I think it's got to be Frax's, she could break the cycle or whatever. Or no, it's something Nadira said once she got baby crazy. It's like, it was something like, haven't they suffered enough or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Daddy, why do we hate the humans? Even. Well, you see, because they are not mutants.
They are not. Mutantes.
I'm mad. I'm still mad that they made Nadira baby crazy.
It's yeah, it's dumb.
All she had to do was touch one baby, and she was like, "This is all I've ever wanted was a baby."
Maybe she never saw one before, because you can only maybe order them. They're not out in the wild,
right? That's true.
They come in like toddler sized. It looked like. All right, so we got a couple more that were not hashtagged. First up is from Alberto at Juicy B07, B07.
Well, Rancic was just born a man out of a puddle.
Yeah, like someone dropped some goop into sewage. And
some
then,
baby runoff.
Yeah, some baby juice. And then out popped Vernon Wells, an Australian man.
And he could take his bones out.
Yeah, you know, totally normal stuff. All right, so from Alberto at Juicy B07, best character arc.
Eric's.
I also think Eric.
Because I legitimately hated him, and then I liked him at the end.
That's a good arc.
And he has birds, a big clothes. And he made friends with a little girl.
And not in a weird way.
And not, yeah, in like a, hey, come hang out with my birds sometimes kind of way.
I also like Jen's going from like hard ass, gotta do the thing, to like friends matter and like being open is not a weakness.
Yeah.
You know, I also like that a lot. But I think Eric's is the best.
And the worst is Nadira's, who goes from kick ass mutant to gone.
To just disappeared.
To baby crazy.
To daddy. Why do we hate the humans? The human?
The human?
Next is from AJ at AJ Scherer. Best, there wasn't a lot going on in this episode. Tangent award. We talked about babalities.
I feel like I laid down the whole Mortal Kombat lore at some point.
I don't know how much of that made it in, but I feel like it was a lot. I feel like most of that made it in. I'm going to say it was... I think it was just when we just talked about babalities for
babalities
like
was good.
A long time. That was before the new game even came out.
Yeah.
A horrible portent of things to come. How is that, by the way?
The Mortal Kombat?
The DLC.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not super great at the game.
Sure.
But sometimes I can turn into reptile by accident.
Nice.
So that's fun.
Nice. I think that's it. I think that's all of them.
All right.
So now we're just going to do some classics, some old faves. I'm just going to pick randomly from... I have like a list of all the Morphies from several years, from up through Turbo.
We did a Morphies all the way back in season one, right?
Yeah,
We've been doing this the whole time.
Yeah.
We're crazy. We're a couple crazy people.
We did those for a minute. So let's see. Favorite friendship? Probably Katie and Trip. I think their friendship was pretty cute. It didn't get a lot of airtime, but nobody's specific, like two people's friendship got a lot of airtime.
I feel like there was some Jen and Lucas stuff early on that just went away as soon as Wes.
Yeah,
came
there was
around.
Definitely like a second in command, like kind of deal.
There I guess was it's I, not that, really a friendship. As
no,
much
but I think
as
it really worked.
Calling rank, but yeah. I guess I can say Katie and Trip. I just don't want to give Trip a Morphe.
He came around
a
by
little.
Giving his badness to Circuit.
What about Trip and Circuit?
I don't like either of them.
What about Lucas and Trip?
That was mostly like a I'm going to dunk on you friendship.
I'm going to dunk on you, but in like a big brother way.
Yeah, until you make me step in dog poop.
All right, I guess it's Katie and Trip.
I think it's Katie and Trip.
Because Wes and Jen is a romance, so that's disqualified.
Yes. So the old favorite, the Rita, you stupid moment. What was something that a villain did that was just dumb?
You know, I feel like there was a lot of that this season, and I can't recall any of it.
I feel like it's got to do with Frax.
It's got to be Frax.
I think it's... Oh, no, you know what it is? It's Rancic stealing the serum from Biocorp.
Oh, and like blowing it up.
And destroying the rest of the technology to make it.
Now I have a finite amount again.
Yeah. Right? Rancic, you stupid. The best and worst episodes we have on a list, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite episode?
Oh, it's definitely the Night Dragon episode. I love that episode.
I think
mine
is still Movie Madness.
That's very good, too.
Because it's everyone's having so much fun, and it's so weird, and it gave them all this footage of them time traveling that they could finally use.
Such a weird necessity that they
right
to do.
Because they're like, they don't actually, so like, originally they're like, yeah, they're going to be time traveling, awesome. And then they found out that they don't time travel, they do it once, and they come back, and that's it. And then they do it one more time to go to dinosaur times, but they're like, that's, uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
So, let's see. Okay, here's one. Here's a set of them. Lightning round. Defining moments.
Jen's... I will arrest you.
I promise that I will take you in. Yes.
Yeah. Wes running away from home to live in a clock tower, I think is pretty.
Yeah.
It's early on.
After
but I
being
still think...
like, BT Dubs, you gave charity $10 million. Peace.
Yeah. Also that one.
Yeah.
Eric and Alice.
Yeah.
The bird, like, you can come see my birds whenever
you want. Birds. And then, like, when he was, like, leaving town, he's like, here, do you want to take care of my birds? Like, do you want these birds now? Because you like them. Trips is when he refuses to... I'm giving him the BOTD. It's when he refuses to, like, treat Nauticon as a villain. Right. Where he's like, I will save you even though you're a horrible, ugly robot monster man.
Yeah, I think that's yeah. very clear. I don't know about Katie.
Katie, I think, it's got to be the, you know, her screaming at the sky, like why am I afraid to fight? Like, I got to do this.
Yeah.
Like, coming around on her whole moral dilemma.
Okay.
Or ripping a door off and throwing a guy 500 yards away to steal a car.
That also could be.
I think maybe that one probably is more defining.
That guy should have locked his door.
Lucas's, I don't know about it's when he killed the Minotaur, probably. I think it's when he killed the Minotaur.
I think Lucas's defining moment is when he leaves his hot babe girlfriend
to go be the rock.
To be the rock in the desert.
Maybe Lucas's is when he was like about to pass his driving test and he saw Rantic or Nadira tooling around. Yeah. He's like, well, Power Ranger duty calls.
Yep. He's like, I have to be a Power Ranger first and a driver second.
Yep.
A legal driver second.
Yeah, because he can still drive. Just so he don't get pulled over. Yeah, I think that's it. That's all the Rangers?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Worst monster. It's got to be one of those. It's
the mirror.
Mirror monster.
Yeah.
Mirror monster sucked for 100 reasons. It was very confusing. Favorite monster, Brickneck.
Brickneck. Yeah, Brickneck ruled.
And then best monster, I also think, is Brickneck.
Yeah, I like Dash, but I don't think he's better as a whole than Brickneck.
That man did eat a banana with ketchup on it, though.
Yeah, and that like, doesn't make him a better monster.
No, that's monstrous. Are you kidding
that
me?
That just makes him a grosser monster.
Only a monster could do that in real life.
I hope he got at least another $7 that day.
I hope they get him the good crafty that day. And then I think that's kind of it.
All right.
I think that's all we got. We can just come through and, you know, just randomly pick, like, best fight. I think it's when Lucas fought the monster and the little girl jumped in the way that he was bodyguarding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That morph fight was dope. I love that.
It was. Wes fighting the dragon is also a pretty badass fight.
Wes also fought a dragon. That's pretty good. Yeah. I think we're going to call that there.
All right.
So thank you very much for listening, everybody.
We're short on time. Do you want to do that email now?
Yeah, let's do the email now. Let me fire up the old e-box.
You've got mail.
All right. We are early on time. So this is from Claire, former guest of the show. Also, when this airs, it was like a month ago, but when it's recorded, the episode of her podcast I was on just went up. So go check out Smash Fiction if you want to hear me screaming about how much I love my children to My Hero Academia kids. So Claire says, hey dudes, so while listening to a recent episode, you made me realize an awesome potential headcanon about Alex. You came so close to putting it together yourself, our trademark.
See, we want to leave you just enough wiggle room so that you can have fun making your own headcanons out of our headcanons.
Yeah, that's it. It's on purpose. But I'm glad you didn't, because now I get to do one really simple bit of work and seem really smart for doing so. Okay, so you mentioned that since Wes and Jen don't end up together, it could be a weird, dark, alternative future timeline if Wes never gets over her, becomes obsessed with her, and ends up using his research at Biolab to make a version of Rantic Serum that prevents aging. I think we touched on that like in the last episode, because he's like, I want to live 1,000 years so I can see you again.
We
right?
definitely did at one point say, what if Alex is Wes?
Yeah. And then we were like, Wes isn't in there. If you brain wipe Wes, you don't get an Alex out, but... That's the second part, of course. Because we said these at different times and right. don't remember anything from day to day, you see. So he would then use this to live all the way to the year 3000, but by the time he got there, he would become a dark, twisted version of himself. Well, dudes, what if that happened? What if that was Alex? Think about it. We already know that a side effect of Rantic Serum is that you get greasy black hair. True. The fact that they look exactly the same and they can use the same morpher, which apparently requires you to have the same DNA, all makes way more sense if they are the same dude than if they just are distant relatives. Because as somebody emailed us very early on in the season, that would be wild, because 1,000 years DNA is like nothing.
Yeah.
It would be no anyone could basically use it.
And like, look, I've watched some CSI recently. Okay,
so you're an expert.
So if there's like 13 alleles in DNA that they check, and if you match 7 of them, that's a familial relation.
Okay.
So it's like, how many, like, what does the morpher check in your DNA right. specifically that
it's
links
not,
you to it?
It's not all, like, 23 pairs or whatever.
Right.
Because that would, that'd be, you had to be the same guy. Because yeah. if they can just do it without, like, Wes and Alice, and, like, it's got to be an ancestor. But what if it does check the same DNA?
Also, CSI, I know, is fake science, so please don't at me about that. Yeah. It's, I know none of it's real. I know you can't zoom and enhance a photo. I took Photoshop for 3 years in college.
No, you just get the sharpen tool and you go over it when you zoom in too much. Right?
I yell at them so much when they pull up like a license plate and there's just a like 12 megapixel photo of it after they run a filter. And I'm like, that's not how photos work.
No,
there's no data there for that.
No, not unless it's like an actual physical photo.
Yeah.
And even then.
I feel like one time they were like, oh, can you show us some of the stuff that's outside of the picture? And they were like, oh, yeah. And I was like, no, you can't.
No, you can't. What do you mean? Is this Pokemon Detective Pikachu? I don't think so.
They can compare every fingerprint in like 12 seconds.
Anyway, back to the...
Sorry.
So you get the greasy black hair from the serum. They look exactly the same, and they can use the same morpher, which apparently requires you to have the same DNA. All makes way more sense if they're the same dude than if they are distant relatives. Also, it explains Alex's whole deal. He waited 1,000 years for Jen, and then because he knew everything about her, he was able to woo her really easily, and she thought he was the best dude ever. But then she went back in time and started falling for Wes. He got super jealous, which explains why his personality suddenly got all shitty and controlling at that point in the show. Like, he was like a cool, fine dude up until she was like, oh, I think I like Wes. And he's like, well, goddamn, no, I'm going to mind wipe you. And explains why Jen has never seen the side of him before, etc. Because when she came back, she's like, I don't know this guy, basically. We thought one of the reasons could be because he died and came back to life.
Right.
So, like, his soul was
so he's
all
different.
Yeah.
Or, like, this is a different but similar timeline. And so yeah. Alex is just, like, shifted a little to the left.
Yeah. But it, also, if he's just, like, hella mad, then, yeah. like, that makes sense. It's because he's jealous of past him when he realizes that he isn't that guy anymore. And she likes past him better. But then once he meets his old self, he remembers who he used to be. And he realizes that he just wants Jen to be happy. So he gets out of the way and lets her be with who she wants. It's genius. You guys did a great job writing this, even if you didn't realize it. May the power protect you, Claire. Also, in the second follow-up email, also, if he was 1,000 years old and the secret founder of Time Force, it would explain why he is the only ranger at the beginning of the show. He was just still the Red Ranger.
That's true.
From before, and didn't give morphers to anyone else. Also, it makes sense why the guy who we thought was their boss called him Sir. Because Captain, when he came back... as Wesker, we didn't know who he was like Sir, and like that was like the head guy,
right?
But if he was just a regular officer a month ago, then like he was just faking it.
Yeah,
I like that a lot. Alex is technically in charge of Time Force, but he pretends not to be so he can mingle with Jen as her equal rather than her superior as a really creepy version of undercover boss. I like that headcanon a lot.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
And then I like to think that, like, this time around, maybe, like, it loopered itself, and, like, this is the one where he's like, I'm just gonna be a regular dude.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, from a past timeline where he didn't come back and meet himself, because I don't think he would have in the first time through. It's we're getting caught up.
I can't.
If I had some straws, I could show you... so this has been our weirdest Morphies yet, I think.
Yeah.
And maybe we're stalling, because this is the last time we're going to record in the same room together for the foreseeable future.
That's true. If you want to keep going, I did just watch the Legends of the Hidden Temple movie.
Oh, how is it?
It's fine.
We should maybe we should just do a Bobo on that after.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right, we'll hold it there. It's yeah. fine. I'll leave it at that
hey,
for now.
$1 and up patrons can go check that out. Patreon.com, so it's Hey Jake and Josh. You know the rest of the places to find us. We'll be back next week with, if I did my math right, hopefully it's next week, with the first episode of Wild Force.
Yeah.
And it might be the only episode. The first two might be one a week, just while I'm getting used to editing the two of us on separate tracks.
Right. We're still figuring out whatever new schedules might have to happen.
Yeah, how we have to change our schedules around. You got a new mic, and we don't know how it's going to work.
Yep.
It's a decent mic. from what I've heard.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's not like top tier, but it's not bottom either.
Yeah. But you might sound a little crunchy. So, you know, we might have to fix that sooner than later.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Well, again, we don't know yet. Because
right, we haven't done it.
That's like 3 weeks from now. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So we will see you next week for
Wild Force.
Wild Force. Wild Force.
Power Rangers Sable Force.
Power Rangers Marrow Force. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Hey, look at that.
Not bad.
The last time we got to do it, at least we got it right once.